Joining us now on the Law and Justice podcast from Jordan is Michael Prendergast, UCC School of Law graduate and Associate External Relations and Reporting Officer at the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. How are you, Michael?
Not too bad now. Thanks for having me, Alan.
No problem at all, Michael. It's our pleasure. What attracted you to working in the human rights sector initially?
Well, I think given our history, Irish people in general have an empathy with people who are forcibly displaced. The Irish diaspora all over the world is a reminder of that. And in the situations we're seeing in recent times, the real victims are the innocent bystanders who aren't involved in the conflict and would prefer to just get on with their lives. Syria is a particular example of a country which was quite prosperous and its citizens are well educated. So as soon as you put yourself in the shoes of the people, you can't help but empathize. And I guess that's what drew me into humanitarian work in the first place.
But how did the UCC School of Law grad become involved with the UN HCR?
The first introduction I would have had into international affairs would have been studying public international law at UCC. I guess that was the starting point. And I really got an interest into international law at that stage. And I subsequently went and did an international law and international relations master's. And then started working for NASC, the Irish Immigrant Support Centre in Cork, who do great work providing free legal advice and other advice to refugees and migrants. So that was really my pathway, and I eventually followed that through with working with UNHCR.
When you first travelled to the Kurdistan region of Iraq in 2015, the region was being threatened by terrorism. Given the circumstances, it must have been a particularly challenging first few months.
Yeah, the region was in the midst of a real crisis at that point in time. Iraq had over 3 million internally displaced persons, and 1.2 million of those were hosted in the Kurdistan region, plus about a quarter of a million Syrian refugees. And basically, just to get some context, that's a region which is about half the size of Ireland, and the displaced population amounted to about a quarter of the total population of the region, not to mention the fact that the region was in the middle of an economic crisis, which was really crippling the region. So it was a very difficult time.
Yeah. And what are the key messages you were trying to portray given the scale of the humanitarian crisis?
Well, I guess the main message would have been the immediate needs of the displaced population, and the extraordinary generosity of the countries in the region who hosted the large majority of the refugees. There are currently 5.5 million Syrian refugees in Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt. And it really dwarfs anything that we've seen in Europe, in the European Union. But kind of puts it into perspective, especially when you hear anti-immigrant, anti-refugee rhetoric in the media and in politics. It really puts into perspective the scale of the crisis in this region compared to what we've seen in Europe or other parts of the world.
And how has that message evolved since 2015?
Well, unfortunately, much of the message still stands because the situation hasn't gone away. There's constantly a need to convey the importance of maintaining asylum space in host countries, especially with increased pressure in some countries for refugees to return home. Despite the conditions improving in some parts of Syria and some returns having taken place, the conditions really aren't right for return, and the level of destruction of infrastructure and the unavailability of basic services like running water and education. Not to mention that the conflict has ebbed and flowed in many areas and often caused secondary displacement of people who return prematurely. So the conditions really aren't right. So we constantly need to convey that message. In addition, basically, as the crisis becomes more prolonged, there's a need to maintain the profile of the general humanitarian needs in the international community so that we can continue to raise funds for the life-saving work that UNHCR and its humanitarian partners carry out.
And you now work in Jordan. How has your role changed since moving there?
Well, when I was working in Iraq, I was purely working for the Iraq country operation, so concentrated on the internally displaced people in Iraq and also the Syrian refugees that Iraq was hosting. Now I work for the Middle East and North Africa Bureau, which covers the whole of that region, but I'm mainly focused on the situation in Syria and Iraq and the host countries for the refugees in the region, given the scale of the crisis in these countries.
Obviously, much of the media focus has been on Iraq and Syria, but what has been your impression of the humanitarian crisis in Jordan?
Well, the entire region is handling some of the largest displacement crises in living memory. 5.5 million Syrian refugees in the region, over 6 million Syrians internally displaced within Syria. Jordan alone is hosting 650,000 Syrian refugees and has done so admirably over the last number of years. But the fact is that the situation has gotten worse over time. Any savings which Syrian refugees may have had when they fled their homes are long gone. And this is yet another reason why the UN constantly needs to convey the continuing needs of the displaced populations to donors, and basically not only that, but to the international community in general to do whatever it can to end the conflict.
You must have come a long way since being involved in student societies here at UCC. Has that experience stood to you in any way?
Certainly, I had a great experience in UCC in general and also in the societies in which I was involved, the German Society and Societies Guild. And I met many great people and really enjoyed my time there. Many people who I'm still in touch with today, so it was a great experience.
Thank you very much, Michael, for speaking to us in the Law and Justice podcast here on UCC 98.3 FM. We'll chat to you again, hopefully. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Alan.